Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
To Garden America, the country's most listened to gardening program. Join us every weekend at this time for a growing experience. This is your opportunity to hear the latest plant news and speak with our garden experts and guests as we discuss landscaping, horticulture, in fact, anything that has to do with today's gardening lifestyle. Whether you have a green thumb or just a beginning gardener, Garden America is the program that will keep you one step ahead of the game. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. Now, here's Brian Main, Sharon Asakawa, and John Bagnasco on the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. Happy Saturday morning. Welcome to the weekend. And the first of two shows every weekend here with your friends on Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Sharon Asakawa. Coming to you from BizTalk Radio, but broadcasting from the Palacios iHeartRadio Media Studios in Southern California, San Diego, 1-866-606-TALK. Again, that's 1-866-606-8255. Follow us on Facebook. I'm going to be posting something on Facebook here, probably, hopefully, during the first break. You want to mention
something? What is it?
Yeah.
You want to mention what that is, John, or should I just put it up there when the time comes? Something we've talked about, something that I think is going to be very exciting for our future.
It's the picture of our seed packets, right?
You got it. Exactly. Garden America seed packets, which, now pay attention, people. John has some very important message, a very important message for you, I should say.
You know, you put so much pressure on me when you make statements.
When like I set that. You up like that?
Yeah.
But you come through. You always do.
The reason that a lot of reasons. First of all, we'd like you to order some seeds from us because we've got a great selection of seeds. But we'd also like your opinion. So when Brian gets the picture up, we'll let you know. And maybe you can go to Facebook and make a comment on what you think of the seed packet. It's a retail seed packet that we hope will be in stores sometime soon. And Sharon is, and I brought some for Sharon. She's looking at them even as we speak.
Oh, I'm so excited about these. First of all, the packaging is gorgeous. But you pointed out what I really appreciate is that the seed packets themselves are in clear cello packs, which I can see the seeds. And so often, you don't know what size the seeds are, or you can kind of feel it when you feel the seed packets. But these, you know, right away, and that's great. And many of these are certified organic by MOSA. What does that mean? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but it is certified organic, many of them, right?
It is, and I'll let you know what that means
okay. In
just a minute here.
Okay.
But if you go to our website and you are wondering which ones are certified organic, in front of each seed it will say that in bold letters. So you won't have to wonder, Sharon.
I know. This is just fantastic. I like the photography, just everything about it. It's really great. And, of course, on the seed packet behind the
photo. It's the Midwest Organic Services Association.
Okay.
Because our seeds are packaged in Wisconsin.
Right, right. Well, thank you, John. I like the growing instructions, too. Simple and to the point. Not so technical.
Well, you know, all our seeds, if you order seeds, they'll be shipped from Wisconsin, too. And you get them as soon as you order them. They're shipped the same week. But I had mentioned to Aaron, because right now we're only charging 50 cents per package for shipping. And Aaron goes, well, that's really not enough for shipping. And I said, well, if somebody orders one packet, can't you just stick it in an envelope and put a stamp on it, and, and that'll cover it? And he said, no. He said, I'm only using the packets that are...
You mean that have the padding in it?
Yes, padded. That's what the word I was looking for, the padded packets. And he said, and I said, well, why do you have to do that? Because those, I think, are like 70 cents a piece or
something. That's a good question.
And he said, well, some seeds, like tomato seeds, for instance, can be damaged mechanically.
Oh,
so he
okay.
said, if there's weight put on them and they're not protected, they won't germinate.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, but it's a good thing we have people who do, Sharon.
Indeed, indeed. I'm excited about trying this one called Listata gigantea.
Oh, the eggplant?
Yes, yes.
Now, that's one of the heirlooms, I think.
Yes, it is, and it's from France, and it was brought to the U.S. around 1850. So you've never had experience either tasting this or growing it?
No, I have not.
Ooh, well then
No, there's a lot of seeds I really haven't tried.
Uh-huh.
You know that one corn you're looking at, we've talked about some of our unusual corns, but if you do like the super sweet corns,
yes,
I think that's an All-American selection. It may not be, but it. What's the name of that one again?
It's called Ambrosia.
Ambrosia. The flavor on that's supposed to be phenomenal. So anyway, the other thing that we're getting ready to ship in 2 weeks, if you don't have your orders in yet on the pixie grapes, those we're getting ready to ship those out.
Got to get a pixie grape. You're going to love them.
Well, you know, they grow all over the country from zones 3 to 10. Last year, we sent one to Tatiana at Top Tropicals.
Mm-hmm.
As a gift, because she does so much for us. And she was shocked that it did so well even in Florida. So she just ordered a case of 200.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And
she's having her own little mini vineyard there.
Well, I think she's going to be reselling them also.
Right, right.
And then we've got new things coming up, too. We are featuring a pink oyster shell mushroom.
Is that what
today.
I saw on Facebook?
Yeah, it's kind of pretty, isn't
it? It's a very nice picture. I never thought I would look at a mushroom or any kind of fungi and say, that's pretty. I love the way that looks. But it does look nice.
And what it's growing in, it's hard to tell from the picture there, but is a box, Brian. It comes in that box, and all you do to grow it is to just punch holes where it says punch here, and you don't have to do anything else. And you'll have mushrooms within a couple weeks. And tomorrow we're going to be able to talk to Matt Ratliff from Minnesota, who is a mushroom expert. And I think those are called mycologists, right, Sharon?
Correct.
Yes.
Mycologists.
Even I knew that.
And so he, have you visited your mycologist lately, by the way?
I'm trying
you
to think how
do
long
this
it's been.
Periodically, right?
That's right. They'll solve all your fungus problems.
Sounds so old-fashioned, doesn't it? Anyway, I've got the seed packets up on our Facebook page.
Okay, if you do go to the Garden America Radio Show Facebook page, take a look at the seed packets and just let us know what you think. You don't have to buy them.
Take a look at them, though.
Just say, these are attractive or not attractive. And
so I think they're very nice. They're very colorful. It's very obvious what it is you're buying. And then just above the pictures of the seed packets is the back of the package to give you an idea of what they look like.
You know, and if you, for some reason, don't want to order online and prefer to go through a seed rack and pick out your seeds, here in San Diego, you can go to Mission Hills Nursery, and they're carrying the Garden America line of seeds.
That's great, yeah.
So some various retailers throughout the country. Hopefully next year everyone will have them, but right now...
Otherwise, go to GardenAmerica.com.
Yeah, we'll ship you everything.
When all else fails and you have nowhere to turn, that's what you do.
Isn't that part of a Simon and Garfunkel song, isn't
it? Is it? That I wasn't thinking of that, but maybe I did do a half quote there.
When you need someone, bridge over troubled waters.
Oh, yeah, very good. The last song they did together.
Was that the last one?
That was it. That was their swan song, and it was sung by Art Garfunkel. He got all the credit for that.
Right.
We had another first in our newsletter today.
What's the first?
The first was, I think we had the longest. I know what you're thinking, Sharon, but I think it's the longest title for one of your articles that we've ever had.
Okay.
Because that article is called Chicha Chicha Boom Boom, Chicha Morada, the Peruvian Seafood.
Superfood.
Oh, superfood. That's right.
Well,
Where did that come from? We're going to have to take a break here.
Yeah, and I'll tell you.
Okay. We are going to step aside. Our guest is also ready to go. That would be Tom, right?
Tom's
with us today.
All right.
And then John's quote of the week, so a lot going on. Go to our Facebook page, Garden America Radio Show. Check out those seed packets if you want to buy them and you live in San Diego, Mission Hills Nursery. If not, you can order them at GardenAmerica.com. As we continue, 16 minutes after the hour, back with John Vagnasco, Sharon Asakawa, Brian May, and yours truly. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, we are always open for business. How do you access us? 1-866-606-8255. That's all you have to do.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370.
Call 800-605-5370. If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
It is exactly 22 minutes after the hour back here on Garden America Biz Talk Radio, 1-866-606-8255. That is our number for our guest or one of us if you have any questions or comments. Facebook page, we've got the line of seeds up there, both the front and the back. Check it out. John's quote of the week is a lot longer than Sharon's title.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'll tell you that much.
I sent Sharon the newsletter during the week to proofread. She said, oh.
A paragraph.
And I go, what's that? She goes, oh, Brian's going to have a problem with the quote.
Oh, I like that. The long quote. It's, I get it.
Yeah, I need to set up. Yeah, first of all, it involves mushrooms, and we're selling mushroom kits in our expert tomorrow.
We stay mushrooms. Topical. Right. We stay, you know, what's happening.
And, but before this quote comes from The Little Prince by Saint-Exupéry. And the main character in The Little Prince, other than him, is a aviator whose plane has crashed in the desert, and he's trying to fix his plane because he's going to die of thirst if he can't get out of the desert. Little Prince keeps bothering him with questions and answers a question that really upsets the Little Prince, and Little Prince says, why would you say that? He goes, I didn't really mean it. He says, I'm busy. I'm involved with matters of consequence. And so then that's where this quote comes from. And it's a Little Prince talking, and he says, I know a planet where there's a certain red-faced gentleman. He's never smelled a flower. He has never looked at a star. He's never loved anyone. He has never done anything in his life but add up figures. All day, he says over and over again, just like you, I'm busy with matters of consequence. And that makes him swell up with pride, but he's not a man. He's a mushroom. Anyway, great book if anyone has not read The Little Prince.
Is that one of your favorite books?
It's up in the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
And it's just a little book.
It's like, you could say it's a children's book, but it's really involved with basic life principles, but put in a way that a child
can understand. That's entertaining and you can understand it. Okay.
Before we go to Tom, though, I think we spoke at the just before the break about where that title Chicha Chicha Boom Boom came from.
It sounds like that old song Chicka Boom Boom Boom.
That's
don't
it.
You just
chicka,
love
boom,
it?
Boom, chicka
Boom Boom. Chicka Boom Boom Boom.
Right. And it was my grandson Samokai's favorite book as a child, the Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, which is all about the story of the alphabet. Have you read that to your granddaughter?
No, I have not.
It's really a cute little story, how they all crowd together and they're climbing up trees and they're falling down. Chicka Chicka Boom Boom.
It's about the alphabet, huh?
It is about the alphabet, right.
Does it always end with people falling asleep? You know, the Z's.
The Z's, that very well could be. But anyway, that article, I'm glad you mentioned it, because that is based on the purple corn, that the Peruvians make, this really healthy drink. And it inspired me because you talked about it on air, that you had drunk this beverage at a Peruvian restaurant and it was delicious, and told me to look up all the health properties about it. It's amazing.
And you put a recipe in the
yes, I did.
The newsletter.
Yes.
So it doesn't look like it's very difficult to make.
No, no.
I mean, the restaurant that that we had the drink at said that they make it fresh every day.
And it would be easy to do. Very easy to do. But
well, check that
out.
You know
what? When I have time, I have plans to go to a South American specialty grocery store, pick up a bag of those purple corns, and I'll make the drink for you guys and see if it's comparable to what you had.
Somebody at Plug Connection told me that they went online.
To get the ready-made?
Get the purple corn.
Oh, okay.
And they said they just ordered it. It was shipped there in like 3 days they had it.
Oh, did they make the drink?
They said they were going to. That was, I think, Thursday, so I don't know if they'll make it this weekend or not.
All right.
I told them how excited you were about the drink,
yes,
mainly because you could use the part of the pineapple that you normally throw away.
That's right. And plus, it is really healthy for diabetics, too, if you don't use sugar.
And you don't need to.
No, you don't need to at all. So I'm going to try two versions, one where I'm going to just use like a stevia sweetener in it, and then the other one I'm going to use the organic honey and see which one tastes better.
I thought that if there was anything to complain about the drink that we had was, for me, was that it might have been a little bit too sweet.
Ah,
and it wasn't,
okay.
Wasn't really, but it was like borderline. But maybe it's because I don't drink a lot of sugary drinks.
No, you don't. Right. Yeah. Okay.
I used to. Not anymore.
Oh, you did? You used to drink a lot of different fruit juices, didn't you?
Yeah, not anymore.
Dana told him he was sweet enough, did not need any extra.
And John said, just wait, it's going to make a big difference. And he was exactly right, just cutting that out. But anyway, Spellman is ready to go. We got a couple of minutes to the break, Sharon. Let's get started.
It's always a pleasure to have Tom Spellman on from Dave Wilson Nursery. And as our listeners probably know out there, we have him on pretty regularly throughout the year because he is such the expert on fruiting trees and shrubs. And I think, good morning, Tom. It's so great to have you on.
It's a pleasure to spend a few minutes with you.
Well, I think this morning you wanted to talk about fig trees as well as apple trees, some varieties that might work well for many of us living in the U.S., and other fruit varieties that would adapt to, say, back east or the Midwest. So let's start talking here.
Well, if we're going to talk about figs, if you have any Italian neighbors, give them a call and tell them to turn on the radio right now.
I know.
Absolutely. Boy, figs have just come back with a vengeance. I mean, they're all the rage. We're looking at so many new fig varieties right now, and for decades, you know, there were the big three, you know, Black Mission, White Genoa, Brown Turkey, you know, were the big popular figs, and then Codota was the one for the commercial guys. But in recent years, well, we have over 20 fig varieties now, and people keep requesting more, and we keep looking at more. You know, they're selling really well, and there's a whole resurgence of people that are wanting to plant figs and use figs. And it's such an adaptable plant, not only as a fruit tree, but it works well in an ornamental setting. You know, it has a beautiful structure.
Mm-hmm.
It can expel you really well. You work it into a hedgerow. You can use it as a single specimen. You can multi-plant it. We've even taken fig trees at the nursery, put three varieties planted together and braided them together like they've done with the
Wow.
Ficus Benjamin.
You know, we're going to have to take a quick break, Tom, and when we come back, we will talk some more about fruit trees.
Yeah, any questions, a great time to do it. Get on board for this Saturday morning here, 606-8255 as we approach 30 minutes after the hour with John Begnesco, Sharon Asakawa, Brian Main. Biz Talk Radio, Garden America, stepping aside, coming right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobetes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobetes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 90.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobetes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobetes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
Five minutes after the hour, back here on Biz Talk Radio. It's Garden America with Brian Main, John Begnasco, Sharon Asakawa. Lines open at 1-866-606-TALK. Our guest is Tom Smelman, good friend, a longtime friend of the show, and a lot of great information, Sharon.
Just before we went on the break, he was talking about how they even have braided, I think it's
fig
three
varieties,
yeah,
right?
Three varieties, yeah, of figs.
It's good to talk to somebody who gives a fig. Hey, Tom, you were telling us about, you know, figs. One of the reasons that I'm so infatuated with figs is that it's a fruit that's not easy to get in good condition at your supermarket because they don't really ship that well. So if you do want good fresh figs, it's best to grow your own. But I'm really intrigued about these new varieties because I do know that some of the people who shy away from growing figs, even though they like them, shy away because the plants are too large. Are any of these maybe smaller sized trees?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a couple of varieties in particular, Violet de Bordeaux, which I think we've talked about before, which is an old variety, old European variety, that was relocated about 50 years ago. It was lost for a couple of hundred years.
Wow.
And it's a small, dark purple fruit, and the plant is very compact. So it can easily be grown in a container or in a small space and contained or shaped in, you know, any form that fits the landscape need. But I think the thing that I like about it, it's not a large fruit, but it's very prolific. It produces, you know, a lot. The inner nodes, because it's a dwarf-type plant, the inner nodes are very short. And as you know, figs will produce a fruit at every inner node through the you know, midsummer into fall. So you'll get, I think, pound per pound, or tree per tree, I think you'll get more fruit off of a Violet de Bordeaux than you would off of most varieties. So people have said, oh, well, the fruit's too small, but, you know, it produces a lot, and the flavor's very intense. And quite honestly, I don't care whether I eat one fig or three figs. You know, if they're good, the size really doesn't make a difference. It's all about the flavor.
You do give a fig, then.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good to know, especially people that always try to push the zones of where they can grow things, and people do that for figs.
Yes.
They have all kinds of ways of getting them to survive in freezing areas.
Yeah, you know,
areas.
One of the things I think I'm just as excited about are some of the cold hardy varieties. We've been adding to our collection on those, so we have varieties like Chicago Hardy and
Latarula,
which is also called Italian Honey. And these are varieties that have been grown in the Midwest and in cold climates for, you know, decades.
My wife has one of those, an Italian honey.
It's a great variety. It's a really nice fruit. And they'll take,
I've always said that John's a great variety.
A fig tree as far as temperature.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay.
That's good to
know. There's kind of an old technique that is used throughout the cold climates where some of these growers will actually, in the fall, after they've harvested their last fruit, they'll create a kind of a tunnel or, maybe out of chicken wire hoop that they can put over the plant, and they'll fill that with straw or, loose sawdust or shavings or something like that, and that actually creates an insulating tube that will keep the plant hardy through the winter. And then they, you know, they cut it back maybe down to 3 feet or 4 feet and bring the tube up above it so that they've created a nice insulating layer. So you're basically regrowing the structure every spring and summer, but that's okay because figs produce on new wood anyway. So you can really virtually cut them down as far as you want and restructure them every year.
Yeah, I remember my grandfather in Detroit every year would in fall would come. And that was one of the things he would do was take the fig tree and pack straw all around it. And then he built a wood frame to kind of hold it in there. I think it was wrapped with burlap. The straw was wrapped with burlap, then a little wood frame to hold it together. And every year
it's very effective. It works very well. All you really need to do is just create that small space, insulating space, and it protects the crown. And even if you did lose some structure, you know, it's going to come right back from that crown every year. So fig growing really can be accomplished almost anywhere in the country. And some of the new varieties or some of the reintroduced varieties like Violet de Bordeaux or Laterula would be another one. And Petite Negra is another one. They're very easy to grow in containers and can be easily, you know, moved into a sunroom or even a well-lit garage for the winter.
Well, that's good to know. Hey, on the Chicago Hardy, that's just a hardier variety. You still want the winter protection on it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hardiness, you know, is kind of in relation to what the average would take. So, you know, a fig that's going to freeze at 25, you know, we would consider a hardy variety is going to take down to the high teens. So still, if you're in a climate that's going to, you know, get temperatures drop down below that, you would still require that protection.
Great. Now, what was next, Sharon?
Apples, yes. Crunchy, delicious apples.
You know, Tom is an apple expert, and one of the things that you told me a few years ago when I think I was discussing the zones for particular apples and wondering where they would grow, you said that we were finding out things that we didn't realize before and that virtually any apple will grow anywhere.
You know, I'm so enthused with this project I have going on now at the South Coast Research and Extension Center in Irvine, California, which is coastal Southern California. And it's kind of a reverse of what I'm normally looking for. You know, normally I'm looking for varieties, all these varieties that are low chill adaptable for the southwestern climate. And now I've taken varieties that are extremely high chill rated. So in this program, we planted 33 different varieties of apples, mostly old antique varieties, some old cider varieties, you know, Hudson's Golden Gem and Bella de Boscoop and Waltana and all kinds of old obscure varieties that were rated as high chill. And we put them down on the Irvine Field Station, where accumulation of chill is, we're lucky if we get 100 hours. In the last couple of years, we've had considerably less than 100 hours, or what I might even say would be negative chill. And out of the 33 varieties, I'm successfully fruiting 29 of them. And, with virtually no chill at all. So it's really interesting to take these varieties that have been considered East Coast varieties or northern climate varieties and see them fruiting so well in a virtually no-chill climate in Southern California. So what the purpose of the program was to establish the fact that we don't consider apples are, you know, requiring any chill at all, and then to write it up as a UC study. So I'm hoping to do the UC study next year or this year in November or December. And it's going to kind of change the way people think about growing apples in general. So a lot of these varieties that are adaptable to cold climates in the country will now be available for Southern California growers with good, you know, reliable track records. And it's been a really, really fun program. And the university people are just as enthused about it as I am after they've seen these varieties fruiting. They're now in their third year. So I think we'll get a lot of good information out of that. It's going to be a real eye-opener for a lot of growers in all around the country.
You know, I'm wondering on those varieties that are were thought to be high chill varieties that are fruiting, are there any disadvantages? Is the fruit quality just as good, or are there any advantages? Are there diseases they may not get in the warmer climates that they're more subject to in colder climates?
Well, so far the fruit quality has been really good. In fact, I don't see any varieties in the collection where I would say the fruit variety is inferior. And the nice thing about it is we already have varieties for Southern California that are low chill adaptable, and they're typically low chill adaptable varieties or low chill rated varieties are early season. So things like Anna and Dorset Golden and Gala and Fuji, you know, we know they do well. They produce early in the season, June, July, August. Well, most of these antique varieties, due to the fact that they were grown and hybridized for cold climates, they're late bloomers. So they don't bloom at the same time as the early
wow.
varieties. And in turn, the fruits all ripen late. And one
Tom,
of
you're always
that
a,
I was with.
Oh, I was just going to say we've run out of time. You're always a wealth of knowledge. We will have you on again soon. And for our listeners out there, go to davewilson.com for more information. Thanks so much, Tom.
Again, thank you, Tom. And again, as John mentioned, great information, 45 minutes after the hour. One more segment. We're going to step aside, coming right back here on a Saturday Biz Talk Radio.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at davewilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at davewilson.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
And just like that, our final segment, Boy Time Flies here. 1 hour on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday, of course. It's just about 8 minutes away from the top of the hour. News coming up on many of these Biz Talk Radio affiliates. In the meantime, still time for your phone calls. 1-866-606-8255. Again, that's 1-866-606-TALK here on this Saturday morning.
I have to tell you, Brian, I love your music today. I mean, I love the selections you made.
Whenever I see you bopping around,
yes,
that's
right.
That's a good sign. Your head, you're like a bobblehead doll sometimes, Sharon.
All right.
I was just thinking, first of all, it would be nice to be as good-looking as Jim Morrison and have a voice like his. But then I thought, I don't know if I'd want to end up dying in a swimming pool.
At 27 years, in a bathtub.
Bathtub, that's right.
At 27. Well, you know, it's interesting because he really didn't, you know, his music or his poetry was turned into music. Never thought he could really sing. And it just, you know.
He had a great voice.
I thought he absolutely thought he had a great voice. So there you go. A little Morrison trivia there. Ray Manzarek, who he teamed up with when they formed the Doors, took a look at his poetry and said, you know, we can make songs out of these. This is great stuff. Because Morrison was going to school in L.A., L.A. City College, I think, or somewhere like that, going to art school or something. And said, yeah, we can make songs out of these.
They were the ones that were banned from the Ed Sullivan Show, right?
Right, because he said, I want to, you know that song, Want to Take You Higher? Don't say the word higher. Change the lyrics. And they did anyway. And so they were told, you'll never appear on this show again.
That was Light My Fire.
Light My Fire, thank you. Right. And they said, you'll never appear on this show again. They said, we already have.
Yeah.
We've already been on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah, I think they said, you'll never do this show
again. Do this show again, yeah.
And he said, we've already done it.
All right, so what else is going on? John, GardenAmerica.com, we put our seeds on Facebook. And some comments already, people saying, we're going to buy some of those seeds, no doubt.
I've got a lot of calls this week from people in other parts of the country. You know, we've been talking about how this is the time of the year you look at the gardening catalogs or the seed catalogs. Or now with computers, you can getting all choked up
thinking about seed
catalogs. But now with computers, you can just go online and look for different things. And people have been calling me up asking me about our new grafted tomatoes that they said we bought from you for years, but now we see that you're offering this. Can you tell me a little bit about it for my area? And I got calls from Texas and calls from, oh, you'll be interested in this. I got a call from a gentleman in Ohio, Brian. And I think he's just outside of Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And he's ordered from us several times before. And he asked if we were in San Diego proper. And I said, well, we ship out of North San Diego County. Mm-hmm. He said, I've only been to San Diego once or twice. He says, is Qualcomm Stadium still there? And I go, yeah.
Yeah, he goes, for the time being, at least.
He goes, he says, yeah. He said, my son's, the godfather to my son's kids used to play football here in Cleveland. And he said, did you ever hear of Brian Sipe?
Who went to San Diego State University.
Yeah.
And of course, as a matter of fact, I think he is still, or was last year, the quarterback coach.
Really?
For the Aztecs.
Wow.
Of course, and he played for Cleveland, played for the Browns for years.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's great.
So what a small world it is. You always run into someone like, you know, that you... I think everybody's linked to someone. Right,
right. But
you go back far enough, everybody's linked to Noah, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we've got just a few minutes here as we wrap things up on Saturday.
Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to mention that if you're planning your vegetable garden, you know, now's the time to get your orders. You know, we're starting to run really low on certain varieties for certain dates. Right now, everything is still available.
What's being shipped out in 2 weeks?
The pixie grapes.
Pixie grapes,
yeah, because
okay.
We only ship those one time during the year. By one time, I mean like over a 30-day period during the year. So you'll be able to get shipments all through February. So we'll keep them in a cooler until they're ready to ship. But if you do live in a cold area of the country, you're probably thinking, well, I can't get the grapes now because there's snow outside.
You bring them inside.
But, yeah, you can plant them up indoors. Mm-hmm. And we have had people that potted them up indoors, and they produced really well.
Now, should they put them near a light? Or?
Oh, yeah, you got to put them near
a
window.
Absolutely.
If you're going to grow them on.
Yeah.
But
I feel guilty because I still haven't transplanted mine.
Is it still alive?
When you say alive, let's define alive. I believe so because every now and then I'm still getting something, but I do need to transplant it. I think I've got enough dirt, enough
Isn't
soil,
it,
I should say.
What size pot is it in? Because it'll stay in a 1 gallon pot for 6 or 7 years.
It's in that candle holder you gave me.
Oh my gosh!
Oh dear! Oh dear!
It's still alive.
I know it's still alive.
I know.
Yeah, but it's struggling.
I admit my... You see, I could have not even
put
brought that up.
Put it in a one-gallon can.
I admit my mistakes. Everything else is doing just fine.
That's and that one-gallon can size is a good size.
Yeah, 6 inches.
You could leave that in there for
pot.
A while.
Yes, yes, yeah. You can.
Yeah, that's the word I'm saying. You could leave it in 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. A lot can happen in 6 or 7 years.
Could. It could. Did you prune back your roses yet? Now's about time to do it.
Yeah, I think I did it on a few of them. But, yeah, it is time.
I'm having people of the Save the Rose Society. The California Coastal Rose Society has a new mandate, and it's kind of an extension of the rare auction that we have every year. So they're all coming over.
Well, the auction's not that rare. We have it every year.
Yeah, it's not the auction that's rare,
it's
Brian.
The roses.
It's the roses in the auction. Correct. So we're going to get busy trying to decide what roses to save, which ones to offer in the auction. So I got a busy day ahead of me.
Now, you're back here tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, 2 hours tomorrow. Just want to let you know that for those that have listened for a long time, you do know that. If you don't pick up our show in your local market, you can always go to BizTalk Radio or KPAY, that's KPA Radio, and go to their streaming. Want to thank our directors and studio coordinators today, Brandon and Ricky, keeping us on the air. For the rest of the crew, Sharon Asakawa, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Thank you so much. We'll do it again tomorrow as we kick things off at about 8:06 on the West Coast. Eastern time zone, 11:06. Till then, be safe, be good, and get growing America. Take care. We'll do it all over again tomorrow, so come right back.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.